is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, baby. Welcome to an Archive Friday. Hope you got some plans for the weekend. Looks for the most part, little showers maybe, but pretty nice nonetheless. Hope you got plans, like I said. Today, we got a Who's the Douchebag for you. We got to ask for a lot of them, I'll tell you. A lot of them. We got a lot of them in the tank. And you love them. So here we go. Today's Archive Friday. Who's the Douchebag? Here you go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, will we help to... Well, solve your problems to some degree.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Yeah, On the Buy Marketplace, our sponsor. Thank you very much. On the Buy Marketplace in Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter and Route 1 in Scarborough. Maybe you're having a situation and you need some outside opinions on whether you're right or you're wrong. That's what we do. It's totally anonymous. Nobody else has to know you're having a problem. But usually with douchebag, the other person knows. You know? But what they don't know is that you're looking for outside opinions on whether or not you are out of line. All right? Okay. So you email it to us. Greg@morningbuzz.com. Laura@morningbuzz.com. Kelly has yet to receive a Who's the Douchebag letter.
Go for it. Email
Kelly. @morningbuzz.com. Send one to him. Okay. Roadkill@morningbuzz.com. Yeah, there you go. Kayla@morningbuzz.com. We read the letters, we give our opinions, and then we step aside and we let you vote. First to five is the douchebag. Okay. This one starts off different. Starts off with Godfather.
Godfather.
I'm just kidding. Same. here's one for Who's the Douchebag. And it's a three-way.
Oh, boy. Treyway.
My husband's mom has never been my biggest fan. But things reached a boiling point after she demanded something of my husband. And I am furious. Okay, so let's do this. All right, so for some history, she never approved of me as a wife and a daughter-in-law. We didn't fight. We just kind of kept our distance, and things got a lot more peaceful when my husband and I moved away. So things are pretty cool between her and his mom.
Because they don't live next to each other.
Yep. Right. Once she found out she was going to be a grandmother, I hoped things would get better. Well, it hasn't. My daughter is 6 weeks old. My grandma has met her on a video call. Her grandma, I should say, has met her on video calls, but obviously wants to meet her in person. She lives 4 hours away and doesn't like to drive. So she's been asking my husband to bring her daughter to her. Here's the other wrinkle. She is sick, and the prognosis is not good. I won't go into more detail, but she may have a year or two left. Okay. My husband and her worked out a weekend to do that, and we were making plans. Then she told him she didn't want me to come. My initial response was to refuse to let him go because at this age, my daughter can't go anywhere without me. My husband said, we can work it out. Go there for a day, take bottled milk, and it'll be fine. I'm sorry, but that just pisses me off. She's clearly doing it because she doesn't like me, and I think she uses the fact that she's sick as a way to get my husband to give in. Then he got mad at me and said I'm being unreasonable to try and keep our daughter away from his mom. He says I need to grow up and be an adult. I responded with, what about her? Doesn't she need to be an adult too? Which, by the way, I think is a very reasonable thing to say.
Yep.
I told him our daughter's too young. 6 weeks old. Show me a mom that lets their 6-week-old go away for an entire day. 8-hour round trip, mind you, plus the time they spend there. That's when he brought up her being sick and we need to honor her wishes. That's when I lost it. I said, his mom is the one making a huge deal out of it, not me. I'm just reacting to it. As of now, I refuse to let him take her. He is now really, really angry with me and told his whole family that I am being a bitch. Who's the douchebag here? Is it the mom, me, or my husband for not sticking up for me? Scotty's hand immediately goes into the air. We now go across the courtroom to call on Scott McMullen to see what he has to say. Scott,
He is the douchebag. He is not sticking up for his wife. Yeah. And at the same time, he's not... I'm not going to say putting his mom in place, but saying, no, mom, that's not how it's going to go down.
She's
coming. We're both coming to visit you with the baby. So,
suck it up.
And yeah, sorry, but that's the way it's going to happen. You, your husband needs to have a ball check because he doesn't seem to have them. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. McMullen. Now we'll yield to the senator from Newmarket. Kelly Charles Brown.
Yeah, what he said.
He's right.
You could be in Congress. Yeah. You should be on a congressional panel. That's how they would do it. Yeah. What he said.
She's
over there.
Coming, man. She's coming.
Nobody's gonna call the grandmother a bitch.
Oh, of course.
She's being an unreasonable bitch. Yes. You know, it's like, look, I love how, and look, I'm sorry that she's sick. I'm not making light of that at all. But I love how when people they get older, they get a license to be mean. You know what I mean? I hate that. I rebel against that. You don't have a right to be mean because you're older. I'm not going to stand for that. I don't. And people are like, oh, well, they're old. I don't care that they're old. I'm old. It doesn't give me right to do things like this and do stuff like this in the family. It's ridiculous. I do agree with you 100%, though, Scotty. This guy's got to nut up and stand up for his wife. But I just want to call it like it is. Look, I'm sorry that she's ill, and God, and she better not be. And, well, I don't even want to say.
I don't want you to go there.
I agree. I don't want her to be using it. You know, but man, oh man,
women.
The mother-in-law is the number one, and secondly, the guy. I can't believe that you're not sticking up for your wife. 6 weeks old, Laura.
Yeah, I'm not leaving my baby. You want to go by yourself then? You go visit your mom by yourself.
With a picture of the baby.
Yeah, you're not taking my baby anywhere.
You're not taking my baby.
You're not taking my baby. My baby's staying on my boobs and no bottle feeding.
He was going to bring her over there and let the baby feed off the mother.
No, but he said bring a bottle. You're not going to do nipple confusion and stuff just because your mother wants to go see the baby.
Is that a thing? Nipple confusion?
We don't want nipple confusion.
Oh my God, I got that once.
Oh my God, I've never heard that term before. That's awesome.
I'm copywriting it.
Well, you want to start, if you're going to breastfeed, you start with just the breast, because sometimes if you put the nipple into the bottle in too soon and you introduce to the bottle, then they might not want the nipple again.
I thought it was left and right. I thought the baby got confused between the left and the right.
One might have like more milk than the other. Yeah,
I understand. Just, okay. Would it make a difference, Laura?
Tonight at Club Jewel, nipple confusion.
One night only.
I might
We're
go
not
to that
sure
show.
If they're going to headline or if they're going to open.
Milk nipple mustache. And no, milk mustache and nipple confusion opens the show. Let me ask you this. 6 months, would it make a difference? Because 6 weeks is, man, oh man, that's a
fresh
newborn, man.
That's a fresh.
That's a newborn. That's,
6 months.
What about 6 months? Would it be okay in 6 months, Laura?
I probably feel a little different because at this point, after 6 months and already your mother and I don't get along.
Right.
I don't want to go. Why should I have to put myself in a position where I have to go visit somebody that doesn't want to see me, doesn't want me there, is going to make... I respect the husband in the situation. If this is his final goodbyes to his mother... I don't need to be there and cause...
Which might be a stretch. I mean, it might not be. But also, this woman was ready to go. She was going to go and deal with the mother-in-law.
I know.
This woman was ready to do it the right way. She was going to do it. But then that came down. Kayla, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the grandmother is a douchebag. You know, it's just not... It's not... You can't demand those sort of things out of, you know, parents and their newborn. Hubby's got a man up, okay? First of all, how are we feeding this kid? Are we going straight to formula at 6 weeks? Probably not unless you have to, right? So is she pumping? How are we getting all of this stuff done? It doesn't logistically make sense to me to ask the mom to stay home.
Also, 4 hours up, 4 hours back.
I'm
guessing somewhere during that drive,
you're going to have to feed multiple times. I bet you have to feed him at least twice.
Yeah. You know what you don't want? Nipple confusion.
You don't want that.
No, one night only.
He's going to step up.
I'm sticking with the mother-in-law. And you know what? Sorry again that she's ill. What normal adult is going to say something like that to their son? Don't bring her.
It's crazy.
And know, like, that that's not going to cause a problem, a rift.
Maybe like, that's what she wants.
Yeah, of course that's what she wants.
I'm not going to bring her.
Of course that's what she wants.
Neither am I going back.
You know, it's like throwing a hand grenade into the soup. You know what I mean? You know what you're doing. Come on, just because you're old, you don't get stupid. You know? So I'm laying it on the mother-in-law.
But I thought it was between the husband and the mother.
No, it's a three-way. The woman offered up three. She said it was a three-way in the opening sentence. We're on from 5:30 to 10, Kelly. I wasn't sure if you knew that. 888-556.
She's a no-brainer.
So now you're, all right.
I'm going with the guy, though.
You're okay. And you're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know, but you already agreed with me. We're already
all right, let's go. So 888-556-7625. Our votes do not count. Yours do. So you have three choices to make. You have three choices available to you. All right. Is it the mother-in-law, the husband, or the writer? And we're going to start off with Ed. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you say? You got three to choose from here. What do you think?
Well, there's multiple angles of douchebaggery happening here. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I think I'm going to have to lay it on the writer because she doesn't have to go visit the mother. She can take the trip up and the trip back to make sure that her newborn is fed and to spend time with her family. But she doesn't have to visit the mother-in-law at all.
You know what? That's actually, I didn't even consider that. Like, go there and just not go in the house. But you know what?
Absolutely.
Okay, I did not consider that. So you're going to say the writer. All right. And slap in the face. I wouldn't do it, but I never thought of that as an option, that if she really wanted to placate her and placate the husband because he wants to see his mom, all right, maybe that's a way to do it. That's a magnanimous thing to do.
I agree.
But I would never ask my wife to do. I would never put my wife in that situation. Absolutely not. Eric, Laura.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys? The grandmother is definitely the douchebag with the facts that are presented. I'm kind of curious what the backstory is a little bit. I don't know how much of it you can really take as fact from the writer, but a six-week-old baby should never be away from its mother for more than a couple of hours.
Yeah, I would never even think to do that.
Do you know why?
Nipple confusion.
You don't want nipple confusion, Eric.
In concert.
No, it's common sense for an adult if you have kids that's not something you would ever request of a mom. And yet here is a mom, the grandmother, that is saying her son should do that. That's crazy talk. Crazy.
And you know what we
don't
like?
Honest, when the husband was born and, you know, was in the breastfeeding stage, this was probably back in the 80s when mothers were still smoking cigarettes and they were encouraged to have formula. So this grandmother's probably completely off the rocker.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I don't know if they were smoking during the 80s. I think that call came before that, but I don't know. Let's go to Dave, Scotty.
Hey, Dave, where do you fall on nipple confusion?
Where I fall, I mean, obviously the mother-in-law, the dinosaur of a mother-in-law, she's definitely a douche.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to agree with you guys that he needs to grow some balls. If I was her, I would, boom, get him out. Don't give him his balls or anything.
Nothing. Don't give him their coats, okay? Don't do it.
Get him out.
Don't give him their coats. Kick him right out. That's what I would do. It's just amazing to me that a woman, another woman that is a mother, would do that to another mother. It's crazy. Let's go to Luke. Luke, I got one, Scotty.
That's what I got.
Luke, what do you got? Who's the douchebag?
It is 100% the husband. He should have negotiated this way better. And he really, for me, stepped over the line when he told his whole family that his wife is a bitch.
Yeah, like, that's completely that's unnecessary.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I'm
a 6 month old.
Yeah.
I just went through this, and like, you just have to navigate this stuff with your wife. And I thought the exact same thing as the first caller said. Have her come down and wait in the car, whatever you got to do. But don't tell everybody that you left the bitch and then you know, have your mom get upset. It's ridiculous.
I'm kind of wondering if he actually used the word. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. We can only believe what has been presented to us. I don't know what kind of car they're driving.
Right.
We don't know how she wears her hair.
I know.
But we need to stick to the facts.
But you can't
facts are on paper.
But you kind of read into it because you're like, no, I don't know of a guy that would call his wife.
Really?
That. I don't know.
He's the same guy who doesn't seem to be sticking up for his wife. So he's even already got small balls.
Even if he was just complaining to his family.
Yeah, I agree. Bud, what do you say? Who's the douchebag?
Oh, it's absolutely the mother-in-law. You learn as a teenager how to get along with people you don't like, and grandma apparently never figured that one out.
You know, I think that maybe she figured it out, and when it served her, she did it. And then as they get older, they just don't care anymore. So they just trample people's feelings sometimes, and people accept it like it's okay. I struggle with that. I get the thank you, bud. I struggle with that. I don't want to be that guy. Seriously, if I become that guy, I want somebody to punch me in the face.
Oh, don't worry. We will.
No, I'm serious.
I'm very serious.
I'm not going to become that guy.
You are not going to become that guy. Do you know why? Because we're going to punch you
right
in the face.
Ashley, hi. What do you say?
Hi. I say the grandmother. I have a 6-week-old, and it enrages me to think that that woman could put that poor one's mom in a situation where she has to leave her 6-week-old baby for like 3 hours.
Shut that kid up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had nipple confusion.
Oh, yeah. Nipple confusion all the way.
Wow.
She told the baby.
Aggressive.
What is wrong with you? I'm sorry, Ashley. I apologize. On the buzz. Thank you, though. I am amazed.
You call and you keep those kids quiet.
I said it to Ashley. How does a woman who that had kids say that to another woman? Beyond understanding for me. All right. Thank you very much.
What was that?
Yeah, that was a lot, dude. I want to see your face.
You can't see it. He's hiding his face. Kelly,
you're
said,
calling in. You turn your radio down.
Shut the baby up.
He didn't tell the baby to shut up. He told her to
shut the baby up.
So she had to shut the kid up. The baby doesn't have to
see,
shut up.
See, Laura's not even coming after me. She agrees. Radio's down. Knew. Kids down.
And no.
When you're calling this show,
he said, you shut that kid up. And his face went, whoops.
You're talking about babies.
Oh, my God. God, have a heart, dude. Okay. Have a heart. Let's go to Adam. Adam, who's the douchebag?
Hey, Greg, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
I think it is the husband here. I think it's the husband. I kind of had a similar situation in life, you know, and your mom's got 2 years to live, so you gotta stand up and say, hey, listen, I love you both. You guys got to figure this out. Like now.
Okay.
Because there's no time here. The bottom line is there's no time.
You're right.
You can't be bickering 10 years down the road. There's no more okay, you know. I understand every side, but the husband's a douchebag.
Okay, thanks, Adam. I would say that, you know, I don't know if it's up to me to broker the deal.
No.
It's up for me to help to navigate the water. You know what I mean? To make it as least confrontational as possible. But
that's why I wouldn't want to go.
You're right. It's the guy. There's got to be a line in the sand where you're
your
like,
mom to
not
think straight.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see her? You're the one that has to change, mom. Regardless of the time, like, and that's a weird thing to say because when you're up against the clock like that, you don't want to waste it. Meg, hi. Well, what do we got, Scotty?
We have three for the mother-in-law, 3 for the husband, 1 for the wife.
Okay. Hi, Meg.
Morning.
What do you say?
So, the mother-in-law is obviously the douchebag, but the husband is absolutely the douchebag. I agree with the first caller. The mom goes with the baby, stay in a hotel, visit for a few hours, and then the son and the mom can have their time alone, you know, say their goodbyes, do their thing. The baby can go back for a little while. But there's no, like, overnight with grandma by themselves with dad. The mom doesn't lose out on anything. You know, there's ways to work it out, but the dad doesn't seem to
I will tell
care
you,
about anybody but his mom.
I would tell you, Meg, she voted for the husband.
Okay, great.
I will tell you that if you were my wife and you did that, that would be so... You're a better person than me. I would be angry at my mom for doing that to my wife, and that would unfortunately supersede.
Don't worry,
that.
I would be like at the hotel room, like cursing this lady out.
Yeah.
But I would be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Just she's not gonna change. You know what I mean? She's only got so much time to live. So whatever.
Gotcha. You don't have to take her out. Something else is.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Anna.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
It's definitely the husband.
Bang.
Okay.
Bam.
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 You wrapped it up. Go ahead. What are you going to say, Anna? Go ahead.
I don't think that, I mean, the situation with the mother-in-law could be whatever it's going to be in any situation. It's the husband's job to control that and to set the boundaries within how his immediate family is going to work.
Got to navigate those waters. There you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Anna. Bam.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
Shut that one. Shut that baby up.
Oh, that was
pure gold.
Oh my God, we gotta get gold. That drop. That's
shut,
a promo.
Shut that baby up. Oh my God, incredible. Yeah. There it is. Hey, we will see you Monday. We're right back at it. A lot of great concert tickets this week. Eric Fried, Josh Spalding live from the Olympics. All on Monday. Have a good weekend.